evening we will discuss the Indian of the Week. I apologize again that we're a little bit later in the week, but we shouldn't be so sad, but we should be a little sad that this is our last Indian of the Week with the full Tzibur. Mirtz Hashem will get even better guys next week, but a lot of you are leaving. I wanted to dedicate this Indian of the Week, although we'll continue to be dedicating a lot of things. Tomorrow evening is the yahrzeit of my grandfather, Yaakov Kappel, Ben Menachem Mendel HaKohen, and Zeshama Shabbat Aliyah, and part of my name, Dov Menachem, so is named for his father, so that in itself hopefully is a Melitz Yosher, and it should be a Melitz Yosher for all Klal Yisrael. As we just sang the Hishamda, so it should be mechazik in this time of difficulty, of terrorism and uncertainty. So the Ribono Shel Olam should help us. As we start the commemoration of the 3 weeks, so we have to be thinking about different things that we can correct. And we gave a shiur where we spoke about the inyan of what the 3 weeks mean, and the fast day in itself, and the tshuva that we have to do. But I want to expand this evening on the Indian of the Week, something that I think is quite nogea to everybody in the room, and maybe even specifically to some of you without giving you blatant mussar, although I will, maybe some of you that might be going back as well. And that is the Indian of the Week. The Indian of the Week is the importance of davening in a minyan and minyan attendance. There is a beautiful Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tzadik. Siman Tzadik or Chaim Chaf. I was waiting for you to come. Chaf. Let's see. Can I see it? Yeah. Chaf. Chaf Ches. And he says the following. And I'll read you this golden lashon, and then we'll extend and expand from here. Says the beautiful Helika Chafetz Chaim. It says in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tes. Yishtadel Adam, this power of the base Knesses. Let's see it work. So, Yishtadel, I stick on, you know, I don't have to. I was Mishtadel. I woke up in the morning, I decided not to be Mishtadel. I don't. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Mipnei She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyos Tefilas B'Tzibur. The Ribono Shel Olam doesn't find discussing the Tefilah B'Tzibur. You see, sometimes we, this message is dafka for you. It's Mamish, I'm talking to you. So, listen. The Ribono Shel Olam, we can imagine sitting in a room with exactly 10 Jews. And there's one Jew sitting there, and maybe more than one Jew, who really has a bit of a chutzpah to be davening to the Ribono Shel Olam and asking for his needs. Because he knows that he's not a perfect Jew, and he's worse than that. Nobody knows what he does in the privacy of his own home. Nobody knows what's going on and how he treats other people. Maybe people do know. He's asking for something in front of the Ribono Shel Olam. He's the 10th person in the minyan. Really? Shema Kaleinu Hashem Elokeinu. Yishalayim Yircha. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Keinu Mios Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what the tefillah is, because we've created a Sibur. V'yafilu Hayabahem Chotim. V'lo Yonem Yadvid Panimayim. Right? I was once at the Kotel. True story. And it was one of the typical minyanim, and they were looking for the minyan. Might have coming around, and he started counting. Oshia esamecha rechs nawasecha, and he skipped me, and he said, "Who remembers how much long?" Chutzpah. No, I wasn't a rabbi then. So I was all upset. I was like the whole time I couldn't stop talking about it. So I should have showed this Mishnah Berurah, even if you're chotayim. I should have said it to him. Said, you could even be part of the minyan. You're chotayim because you won't count me in the minyan. Anybody could be in the minyan. The afilu hayom em choytim. Lo yuman yispalim. Im yeshlo. Shtei bat kenes achav b'ravam. Yishadam b'ravam. The more people. However, if the rov am has bilbo in it, and you can't hear, so of course you should daven in a shul, even if it's only 10. The afilu lachal ishmo kadosh baruch hu. Person should mishtadol heitev to go and daven. The Mishnah Berurah continues here. How important it is to daven with a minyan of 10 people. Even if you think that your tefillahs have more kavanah, if you daven at home, I could scream my tefillahs. My Shmoneh Esrei takes longer. Still, a person should daven with a minyan. And he seems to reject this idea of yishtadel. No, he has to. Tefillah feels truly to be listened to. And it's interesting to note, the same Chafetz Chaim says in his Shmiras HaLoshon, the second Chelek, at the end of the Sefer, Gadol Yinu Malos HaTzfilat B'tzibur Yesh Lo Schar Psiya Kama Shehalach Beit Knesiyot. You get Schar even for the Halicha to the Beis Knesses. But Lezorcha Lekabel Pnei HaShchina Al Yedei Shebeis HaMidrash Oiskim B'Torah. And you're allowing other people to get schar for coming. To be part of a tzibur, kishmekayim es ha-mitzvahs yachadim ha-tzibur, mit alot ha-mitzvot, al kulam, ledargos kavor biyoter, ve'ochol peyosom yolam haba. You get your reward because now you've allowed everybody to be part of the tzibur. We know, of course, the famous inyan to be of the first 10 people, which when we daven is not so hard. V'zoicha, La'arichas yomim, u'shas ha-tfilim ha-tzibur, hu eis ratzo ba-shamayim, ve'od, shifnei miyot, HaKavana bizmanenu, because we were so difficult for us to keep Kavana for even a moment, as we see by those on their phones. How much more so to Palim Matsibim to Alat Filaso Afilu Shaina Bekavana Kolkach? Makayim Al Yidea Miras Kedusha Mitzvahs Asesh Venegdashim Besuch Vene Yisrael Vyalkama Mitzvahs Adka. If you believe in nothing, and you don't believe in yourself, that's fine. Don't believe in yourself. But why wouldn't you give a chance as being a Jew? Whether you're Orthodox or not, it doesn't matter. The Chafetz Chaim in his time recognized the fact that it's so difficult to have Kavana. So be part of a tzibur where all the Kavanas go up to Shemayim. It's like an orchestra joining together. Each of them separately sound okay, but when they're together, wow, sounds amazing. And unless you have a really trained ear, which is only the Ribbono Sholem, are you able to hear that, you know, the guy that's playing the violin is a little bit off. But everything sounds good in the orchestra. That's the inyan over here. It's together. Don't sell yourself short when it comes to minyan and understand your importance. It is interesting to note that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Ligus Moshe, Rav Moshe, amongst others, Rav Adi Yosef, say that a minyan of 7 plus 4, meaning 7 mispalim and 4 that are not mispalim, you could say Dvarim Shem Kedusha, but it's not a minyan, per se. You hear what I'm saying? It's not a minyan, per se. You should do it the right way. You know that there's a minyan that's davening, and they're davening Heich Kedusha. So it's better to daven the real minyan. You and your friends are going on a trip. You say, okay, we're 7 guys, we'll find 4 people. No, set yourself up for success, says the Chafetz Chaim. And the Mishnah Berurah and Shmiras HaLashon. The milus, the psias that you get, that we don't have this by most mitzvahs, where we say the walking to the mitzvah is even a mitzvah, the going to the mitzvah. The Gemara, both in Brachos, and a beautiful Gemara here in Tanis and Daf Ches, if a person really wants to be kaina olam haba, he wants long life, arichas yamin, says the Gemara, he does that through tefillah b'tzibur. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Ches speaks about what is a Shachin Ra, Paskin Lahalocha. Shachin Ra, based on a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, is a person who lives in a town and refuses to go to Minyan. Or makes excuses, if you will, nowadays. I'm not going to Minyan because of this or this reason. This is Paskin Lahalocha in the Rush, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam. Rav Moshe says, even if I'm not going to have, I'm going to have more Kavanah at home. No excuses. So what is the reason why we don't get up and daven a minyan? So the reason that's generally given, I hear, you know, as a Rebbe in a Shana Aleph Yeshiva, so usually, now we live in what I call a chutzpah door, in the sense of, we give the reason straight out. We don't, used to be, you know, we're embarrassed. So people say, I'm lazy, it's not my fault, I'm lazy. I'm a lazy person, it's not just by this, I'm lazy by everything. So I disagree with that analysis, and in most cases I'll tell the boy straight to his face. It's not that you're lazy. It's that you don't care. So what do you mean? I said if you cared, you don't become lazy anymore. And I bring him a raya, and you know the raya, you've heard the raya before. If we could choose Leva Torah as an example. And they told him that tomorrow morning, because of the matzav in Eretz Yisrael, we've decided a one-time pardon on the rules of Yeshiva Leva Torah. And tomorrow at midnight, 8 o'clock, we've asked the wonderful institution of Tiferet to join us in Tefillah for Klal Yisrael. With, of course, a kosher mechit, v'chul. No kol isha. Good. And nu? You're telling me you wouldn't come to minyan that morning? You would be there, you would shower before, you would wear your nice shirt, you would even maybe comb your hair, maybe even brush your teeth. Because maybe you'll get a glimpse. You're not even going out with a girl. Maybe it'll be a joint breakfast, who knows? Maybe there'll be doggies there. Real doggies, fake doggies, who knows?
Doggies.
So, Rabbi Isai, so I said to them, you're not lazy anymore. It's not that you're lazy, it's that you don't care. And I think it's because you don't care, because you think that tefillah doesn't mean anything. Because you don't believe, as I once heard a shiur from Avraham Lichtenstein, Zatzal, you don't believe in the efficacy of tefillah. The power, the importance of what it does to you. And what it does for all of Klal Yisrael. You don't believe in the Lashon of the Chavetz Chaim. Everybody's looking for schools all the time. I went to Uman. This one says, I went to, you know, the Kebra of this, and I went to the Baal Shem Tov, and I toured this, and I heard there's a school. To go, ah, you want a school? It's a Farosh Gemara. Go to Minyan 3 times a day. You get a Richas Yamim. Nah, that's too hard, Rebbe. Give me another one. Ashrei 3 times. No, that's not it. Oh, I can wear a red bandol. Okay, I'll do that. I can feel the shlah, I'll do that. Excuse me for being cynical, but this is the skola. Why is it that we don't think that tefillah works for us? Why is that? So I think that there's an aspect that is very practical for us to take with us. And it has to change in our mindset. Tefillah is not, number one, I need something, and therefore if it doesn't happen, if grandma doesn't get her, if my father doesn't find a job, then it must mean that tefillah doesn't work. Because I asked for something, I didn't get it. So we hopefully already are mature enough to realize that that's not what tefillah is about. Tefillah is about asking, and the Rabbeinu Shalom listening, and him deciding what is best for us. But in the sense that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, in the sense the Chafetz Chaim is talking about, tefillah has much more of an effect on what we are as a tzibur, as a caring individual, somebody who cares about other people. I'll tell you a little story. I won't mention a name, I'm not sure why. Sometimes I have sneeze. I found myself in shul once, and there was a person saying Kaddish for his father who had passed away. And the specific shul that we were davening was a very, very noisy shul. Very noisy. And it was very difficult for this person to say Kaddish. You know the sheer sensitivity of it. And Nebuch fights that happen over, I want to daven my rivets for my father. This one's fighting. Okay. And every time he says Kaddish, sometimes he stops, sometimes he shushes. He says Kaddish for his father, and everybody's talking. Come on. And one day he can't take it anymore, and he stops. In the middle of Kaddish. And he turns around. And he said, I thought you were all my friends. You sit next to me. We talk during davening together, except during Kaddish. We talk together. He says, you know, when I was sitting Shiva, you asked me, can I do anything? And I said, no, thank you. Everything's fine. Can we get you something? Can we do something? You know what? I'm pulling the favor in right now. You want to do something for me? You want to do something for my father? Shut up. Shut your mouth. When I'm trying to be Mekaddish Hashem in memory of my father, shut your mouth. Please. I'm begging you. And as unfortunately we're trained to certainly work for that day, and maybe even for this individual, it helped him. But if we think of tefillah, if somebody got up in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and stopped and go, hey, come on, what are you guys doing on your phones? What are you doing not paying attention, tefillah? Well, you're not thinking about Tzlach Lanu. I need it. I need a refuah. I need a Yeshua. I need this and that. How come you don't care about me? I thought you liked me. Can you believe that going to a minyan doesn't just mean about yourself? It means what's going on in the Klal Yisrael, what's going on in the world, what's going on to your friend. You don't. You really? Oh, I'm a friend. I'm a good chap. I care about you. No, you don't. If you cared about me, you would shut your mouth during tefillah. You have more kavanah and care about my tefillahs. Yeah, it's easy for everybody to, you know, after davening, if somebody gets up and say, hey, your grandmother, she's very sick, please, I'm begging you, can you please? Everybody's, your sheer mouth is going to be amazing. Rahman al someone, you hear there's a bus bombing, we're all singing sheer mouths. But to shut your mouth for tefillah, to come on time to tefillah, that's what a tzibur is. You want to work on something for these 3 weeks, for 9 days, for the commemoration of the Beis HaMikdash being Nisraf. You want to show Avas Chinam. Come to Minyan. If it's not for you, if you don't believe in it, if you don't think it has any effect, do it because you care about other people. And we become rugged in something, so it sets the standard for what we become, and all of a sudden Minyan becomes something we can't even think how to get around it. The Rebbe Shalom has given me an amazing gift. I don't know why I'm zoichet to this gift, but it's the gift of trying my best, and the Rebbe Shalom knows it doesn't always work out, to being makbid on tefillah b'tzibur three times a day. It's much easier, but my wife knows, even when we have a day off, so my days run, okay, we have a day off, but we gotta be back 7:10, the latest minute. We gotta be back because how am I gonna figure my, are we gonna go on vacation, where are we gonna go, is it gonna be a minute? I understand sometimes you just can't, you're on a business trip. When I went on some of my craziest business trips, except in Jordan, but some of my crazy business trips, I found the place, I find Minyanim, it's amazing. Doesn't always work out, I understand. But do you even think about it? Rahman al-Islam, when someone's in Obel, so he's thinking about how you can't take the flight. Sometimes I plan flights because I don't want to miss a minyan. I say, well, if I daven, you daven. And when I don't, when it doesn't work out, I had an incident this year where I planned a flight to Florida, exactly planned, so I would chop the Meyer of Minyan right before I got on the plane because I was landing at 12 a.m. And I was in a certain location, which I thought had a Minyan for Meyer of, and I waited after Mincha, and I said, when are you davening Meyer of? They said, what do you mean when are we davening Meyer of? 9 o'clock tonight. I said, well, you davening Mincha Meyer of? And I rushed to make it to Teaneck, and I got there, and they were finished also, and I felt horrible, horrible the whole night. And I was on the plane, we were going to Miami, and I was on the plane with Hasidim, and I said to them, there's got to be a late Meyer, and they thought I was crazy. I asked them, Meyer, you were landing at 11:30 at night. There's no Meyer of me. This is enough to dive it on yourself. Can you imagine if we could reach a level that it bothers us? Our day is bothered when I couldn't get up for Shachas. Yeah, even I was sick, it just bothers me. And I make excuses. Everybody makes, I have a Rebbe, I have a headache, it's a fed. I didn't sleep last night. The mice, the outback. So what? Get up and daven a minyan. You have to go to sleep afterwards. Stop being babies. You don't think your tefillah means anything? So care about other people. Care about what the Shekhinah is going to do to you, being part of a tzibur. Rosh Hashem will do a lot of other inyanim of the week, and those that can't be here will listen to those inyanim of the week, I hope, on YU Torah, so that we have a few subscribers. But take this to heart. Tefillah b'tzibur is so important, it changes your life. And in Rosh Hashem, our lives should be changed by having the schus of going to tzibur three times a day, by that schus of showing the Ribbono Shel that we care about other people and ourselves, and we will build the Beis HaMikdash. Amen.